Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
To time. Wow, he missed them both. Rebound Barrett. Timeout taken, 5.7 with a foul on the play.
Look at Randall just smiling by us.
Andy Gresh.
Jalen is a guy who can kind of get down on himself, particularly after missing the free throws. Is that, do you have a conversation with him?
I love you, Jalen.
Anything more than that and anything going forward?
I love you, Jalen, and I believe in you.
Christian Fourier.
5 seconds to go. Pasternak saved by Vasilevsky. And Tampa Bay has equaled a club record with its 11th consecutive home win. The Bruins lose for the sixth time this season.
Gresh and Fourier right now.
My understanding is Joe Judge is going to be on the 2023 staff in a different role. He's not going to be coaching the quarterback, but he does have a role carved out. Matt Patricia's status, I think, is a little bit more up in the air here. I don't think you'll see him in Vegas over the next few days.
Can I just ask you, do we know what role Joe Judge will be in?
TBD. I have an idea of where that might shake out, but nothing's final yet.
On WEEI.
All right, let's get into championship weekend. It's the one thing that Fourier and I have to say I'm very proud of us.
How so?
Because I'm sure most people would think, oh, they'd be talking about these championship games all week and stuff like that. You and I, we've been about the Celtics, we've been about the Bruins. Of course, the Celtics lose to the Knicks last night over at the Garden. They will take on the Lakers on Saturday. And, of course, the Bruins, 3-2 losers in Tampa. They will take on Florida on Saturday. And then I do believe it is Carolina on Sunday, then Toronto, and then it is off into the All-Star break and the All-Star weekend. We will give you our championship game picks coming up at 1:35. So that is, trying to do quick math here, under a half an hour from now, we'll give you picks. We'll give you a couple of props. I know there's one that Fourier likes as well.
Yep.
But let's start in the AFC because we know that Patrick Mahomes is dinged up. The high ankle sprain didn't look good moving around towards the end of that divisional round game. But it is a rematch of the AFC championship game from last year. Cincinnati goes rolling into town. And I know since he's on a heater, they have performed, you know, they started the way I thought they would. And I thought they would be average and maybe miss the playoffs this year. Nope, they figured it out. They protected well. But they got to go in and deal with a team that has kind of been there, done that. And for maybe the rare time, minus Tom Brady in New England, Fourier, Kansas City looking for revenge in a situation like this where normally they're the overwhelming favorites and would have beaten the team coming into Arrowhead.
Yeah, just doing some, you know, looking at these two games. You know, I talk about Cincinnati being on a heater. They've won the last 10 games, and offensively and defensively over the course of those 10 games, the offense is averaging 28.3 points on offense, and the defense 18.5 points allowed during that 10-game stretch. So really, the biggest question marks for me, and I'll start with the Chiefs, okay, would be Patrick Mahomes cannot have enough jazz baths to fix his ankle. So he's going to have to be medically, you know, assisted, and that means Toradol, that means Vicodin. That's just what it is, folks. That's just what it is. Like, there's no way you're playing on that ankle unless you are taking a lot of hardcore anti-inflammatories. That's it. So he won't feel a damn thing. So will he throw flat-footed? Of course. Will he kind of avoid the rush? He does. The thing with this guy, I would say blitz the crap out of him. Like, blitz the crap out of him. This is the guy where, initially that's what I would say.
Okay.
Initially, right, blitz him, right? Ooh. So even last week, Jacksonville blitzed him more than the average of the year. It's right. About 25% blitz against Patrick Mahomes. They did it around 33%. The thing is, like, he's one of the best at overcoming the blitz. You blitz him, you pay.
Yep. It's okay. Like Brady a lot of ways.
Exactly. And it's the same thing I was thinking about.
And a lot of people think it is just talent. No, that's brain. That's seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, how do you beat the blitz? Be in front of it.
Yeah. And but Cincinnati had success against him the last two times they played, sacking him. Out of all the teams that they've played, the championship game and the regular season game this year, almost like 6 or 7 sacks. I can't remember what the real number was, like 5 and 2 or something like that. But they got after him. They got him on the ground. And Hubbard was one of the main guys, their defensive end. Erickson, the other guy on the other side. So I think they're going to have success doing it. I think Cincinnati knows how to stop him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, listen, you're not going to totally stop him. But I think, those circumstances, those situations, I feel like they feel pretty comfortable containing him. That's how I'll put that against Patrick Mahomes.
You know, one of the big misnomers out there is that Mahomes is a running quarterback. He's not a running quarterback. He's a move-in-the-pocket quarterback.
He's a buy-time guy.
And then he will run if he needs to. And that's where some of the big plays, like, you know, late in the fourth quarter, and we saw with Josh Allen last year at Arrowhead in that divisional round, start to run around a little bit. Like, I'll make the play I need to make. But on the whole, Patrick Mahomes, it's like what Andy Reid did with Donovan McNabb. I'm going to put you in the pocket, and you're going to learn to stay in the pocket, and then you'll run if you need to. But it's really about moving around in the pocket, keeping plays alive, all that kind of stuff. That's why I wonder about Cincinnati's ability to blitz him, but also for them to be able to deal with some of those quick twitch guys that he might get the ball out to, meaning Mahomes. Like, Isaiah Pacheco has become a real weapon for Kansas City right now. We know they've got a whole bunch of different wide receivers, but they've got guys who can kind of hit you quick. And to me, like, that's what I wonder. Are you willing to blitz Mahomes thinking you're going to get home? Because there are some guys on that Cincinnati secondary. Like, Eli Apple is a great trash talker. I don't think he can play worth a damn. And that's a guy I'd be like, if you're Mahomes, it's like, remember it'd always be, oh, who's Jonathan Jones got in the slot? Go find that guy. That's me. I'd be like, dude, find where Eli Apple is and go attack that guy. So that is fascinating when you think about it. There's also the Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes kind of matchup between the two. So, a little trivia. Billy, Terp, feel free to jump in.
Ooh. Oh, where's the music?
The last time two quarterbacks started consecutive championship games against each other before either reached their 28th birthday. Do you know these quarterbacks? And I'll give you an era from the mid 80s.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to go something to do with Brady and Manning. All right. So
that
mid-80s?
Was my guess too.
So again, I may read it again. The last time two quarterbacks started consecutive championship games against each other before either had reached their 28th birthday. Give me the two names.
I'm going to go Dan Marino. And then I'm going to go, it's not John Elway. It's Dan Marino and it's Jim Kelly. Dan Marino, Jim Kelly. No?
No.
Is it AFC or NFC?
It is AFC.
Okay, so Dan Marino, John Elway.
And?
Okay, John, that was my other guess. John Elway, and who else was good? Dan Marino?
Nope.
No? Damn it.
Year was 86, 87.
You got me on this one. John Elway.
Billy, you want to take a stab?
Nah, I got nothing.
All right. Terp, do you even know 1986?
That was before my time.
There we go. John Elway guided the Broncos over
Bernie Kosar.
Bernie Kosar. Ah, back-to-back birds.
I knew it.
I can't believe.
I just, wait a second.
Yeah, I couldn't have thought that was a layup because of that.
I thought it was one of those guys in that era. You know, and I forgot that there's, and I just saw this old like video of Bernie Kosar, like Cleveland Browns versus the Denver Broncos, and the whole like, you know, the whole fumble at the 1 yard line deal. That whole clip that you see
Kevin
every single
Mack.
Yeah, Kevin Mack. Huge, man. Just why didn't you just put two hands on it? But yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
Pretty good.
No, this game is man, this is like the new rivalry. This is like the big anticipation. Like you thought it was gonna be Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Well, what's interesting, and we'll leave this as the cliffhanger, get to Billy, and then come back and continue to break down these games, and we'll get into the NFC side as well. There are those who do think that Joe Burrow might be the next coming of Tom Brady. However, let me give you a little cautionary nugget. Burrow is expected to become the first quarterback selected overall to start two championship games in his first three NFL seasons, but it's the next one. Burrow can also join Russell Wilson as one of two quarterbacks ever to win six postseason games in his first three NFL seasons. So at one point in time, Foye, the reason I bring it up is maybe people were looking at Russell Wilson and saying, wow, that guy's like Tom Brady. We know what's happened since. So just because Joe Burrow's off to the hot start, Russell Wilson did the same thing. And Tom Brady was the only survivor. We'll continue.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Grish and Fourier on WEEI.
AFC NFC Championship games coming up on Sunday, 3 and 6:30 respectively. And then you'll be able to talk to me Sunday night here on The Gresh Show on CBS Sports Radio. You'll be hearing on WEEI right after those championship games.
Get it in while you can.
Yeah, right, exactly. So in the NFC Championship game, the two quarterbacks are under 25. It's the first championship game with two quarterbacks under 25 years old. And we mentioned the real heavyweight fight between Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. Foyer, let me throw a little legacy thing at you. If you're Patrick Mahomes, I think this is a real sneaky big game for your career. Because think about it. Patrick Mahomes has really only had one guy on the other side that's been his kryptonite.
It's been Brady.
His name is Thomas Edward Patrick Brady
Jr. Which everyone can understand.
Now, if Joe Burrow beats him for a not one, not two, not three, but a fourth time, that's going to be tough to overcome.
Yeah, you're kind of flirting with, you know, Brady Manning type stuff. You know, when you talk about...
Great call.
When you talk about, okay, just like the monkey that was on the back of Peyton Manning for all those years. For all those years, he just, no matter how good they were, no matter how many records he broke, no matter how many MVPs he won, he just couldn't figure out Foxborough and he couldn't figure out Bill.
Yep.
No, I think that's a real thing. So, and then when you think about, okay, when you add the injury, I do think the injury for Mahomes is important.
Really?
I do think it is.
Well, because I know that you've led us to believe that, well, they'll tape it up, numb it up, see you later, he'll be fine.
Yeah, but like best case scenario, I feel like, in real time, when it happens, you're playing on adrenaline, your team is rallying around you, and now you've had a week to kind of figure it out, and it ain't getting better in 7 days.
Oh, no. No, not a chance in hell. No.
So I just feel like, I mean, listen, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, you have time to kind of figure it out. Yeah, and I almost feel like Joe Burrow, I don't know, I feel like his give-a-crap level is, like, less than Mahomes for some reason.
I'll tell you what it is.
What is it about him where it's like,
I'll tell you what
he just doesn't give a crap?
Joe Burrow is the guy from the old commercial, the deodorant commercial, never let him see a sweat. That's Joe Burrow. He looks like his resting heart rate is at 50. He just comes across as that kind of guy where it's like, okay, great, whatever. That, whereas not that Mahomes is some kind of like, you know, scatterbrain nut job or whatever, but I do think that with Joe Burrow, you don't see the grimace. You don't see the frustration. He's kind of, you know, he's like Joe same face.
I know. It is crazy, and I agree with you on that point. When you think about it, so since he's been there, the Cincinnati Bengals have won 6 postseason games. They won six postseason games in 50 years.
Six
postseason wins in 50 years since they were created, since whenever the inception, whatever the hell you want to call it. That's insane. And it's funny because the other aspect of this game goes back to the Cincinnati Bengals and their offensive line missing 3 of their starters. And even last week, they were missing 3 of their starters. And he was only sacked, once? He was hit twice and he dropped back 37 times. So it just doesn't matter. He doesn't really care. So what? Okay, well, we don't have anybody. I'll figure it out.
See, he cares. It just doesn't show.
No, I know he does. It just, like, the circumstances don't bother him. Hey, wait, we're off. We don't have any of these guys? All right. Well, shouldn't it be? We'll make it work. I'll just get rid of the ball quicker. I'll isolate on this guy. I'll throw this ball into the dirt. Like, I will make sure it's fine. You know, I'll lean on Jamar Chase. Mm-hmm. They're going to double him, and T. Higgins will get open, or Hayden Hurst will get open. One of those situations. He just says, you know what, don't worry, I'll figure it out. Like that is what I think about Joe Burrow. And listen, Patrick Mahomes has that also, but it seems like Joe Burrow is starting to kind of catch him.
I'll tell you what it is too. I don't know if female football fans gravitated towards Patrick Mahomes the way they do Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's a panty dropper. Let's just be real. The ladies look at him, and if you love football, you're like, that guy.
Yeah.
He's got a
Tommy Lee and, you know, bad boy vibe about him.
Here's what it is too. And I need you to really speak on this.
Oh.
Quarterbacks, some are detail oriented, spastic wackos who, like, I think Brady is like that.
Yeah.
Detail, like you have to nuts, be. Right? But when that guy walks into the huddle, there's a je ne sais quoi about him that other guys react to. I think Patrick Mahomes has some of that, but he has all-world talent. I don't think Joe Burrow is necessarily as talented as Patrick Mahomes. However, he has the moxie in spades. How important is that for a quarterback? Because on a lot of teams, I think, not that you can necessarily go by it across the board, but whether it's college or pros, when your quarterback enters the room, there's got to be the feel of that's the guy.
To me, it is the most important thing. It is the most important thing. I always hate it when somebody would call a play and there would be a question mark at the end of the play.
What do you mean? Verbally?
Hey, you know the play sheet we had, right?
Yep.
Zero on slot, X OPEX Y banana? Like, on three? Like, there's this ready break? Like, they don't know. They're not sure of the play call. It's like red, right, 38 option?
Nerds.
It was like weird. It was like, dude, you don't even believe in it. You don't believe in this play, or you don't. You're looking at me for like validation on two, on three, on one, ready break. So I love Joe Burrow. I think the idea you're on it too, because there is and I would debate the whole not as talented part. He doesn't have that.
He doesn't
improvise ability that Patrick Mahomes does, but
and he's got a great arm, but he doesn't have a Mahomes arm.
I don't know if that's true or not. I think, what if one guy can throw it 90 yards, the other guy throws it 92?
Here's the thing.
What is the difference?
I think the difference is the different positions their body can be in to throw the ball on a line, and maybe Joe Burrow is just more traditional in that way. I don't see the arm angle changing very much.
See,
whereas with Mahomes, the shortstop or the outfielder comes out in him. There was a one play that he made against Jacksonville where he was like this, thought about it, dropped it to the side, sort of threw it sideways, big completion in the game on the outstretched defender. Not that Burrow can't, but to me, Burrow's much more of that traditional 1-2-3 step. I can move around. He's going to throw accurate. But he might not throw it the country mile. Mahomes can make, it feels like, every throw from almost any body position that he needs to make.
No, that's totally fair.
And his athleticism, I think he's a little more athletic than Burrow as well.
Yeah, all right, well, fine. I think
they're both great.
They're both great.
I'll take them both. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I wouldn't care. Good. But I like, there's something about the bad boy like image that Joe Burrow kind of emulates that's the guy. See, listen.
Is it bad boy or is it?
Well, I mean, it is.
Hold on, because here's the way I view it. Remember Jules Haywood in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
BMF, right? And the whole wallet, like you ain't taking out, you know, that one? To me, that feels like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is like, when he walks in, he's the cock of the walk. And he'll let you know in different ways, but he's not going to be overly verbose about it. But if you challenge him, he'll bring it to you, a la Jules Haywood in the diner. And almost shooting Honey Bunny.
See, I when I look at Joe Burrow, there's a snarkiness that is similar to Brady.
Oh,
that's when I think of a narrative that is built up through the week.
Okay,
and this is for lots of Patriots teams, and I feel like the Cincinnati Bengals kind of taken on that personality. And one example is the whole, hey, listen, you're gonna have to, you know, play a AFC championship game. All the Bills and the Chiefs were buying tickets to play in that AFC neutral site game in Atlanta.
Yeah, yep.
So they talk about it. They're all using it as fuel, and they're probably mocking it. And the first opportunity he has, Tracy Wolfson asked him a question after the game, and the first thing he says is like, oh, you better get a refund. That's Brady-esque. Mahomes doesn't do that. Joe Burrow is
true.
Snarky.
Okay,
there's a snarkiness to him when it comes to. I'm not going to come out and just say it, but Brady does it all the time. Like all the time, he would do it. Like all the teams did it. So that's the aspect that I kind of appreciate.
Damn it, Jules Winfield, not Jules Haywood. I don't know why I said that. Thank you, Texter. I appreciate that.
He just said nerd. Hashtag nerd.
He did. Hashtag nerd. Thank you. That's right. 617-779-7937. No, there definitely is there's a different way each guy carries themselves.
Which one do you pick? Which one do you go
on? Mahomes.
With? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mahomes is looking at his phone. His wife's calling him. He's got to get back early. I can't really hear him because his voice is so squeaky. You know, it's that type of thing. Like Mahomes, you know what Mahomes kind of reminds me of?
Ooh.
Let me go way back. Let me go way, way, way back.
Going
on this
in the
one.
Way back machine.
Okay. Do you remember?
This is my kind back. Of stuff.
So the only, the you remember Kerry Collins?
Oh, yeah.
Quarterback at Penn State.
I was at that Super Bowl that he got smoked in Tampa against Baltimore.
Do you remember when he got, like, arrested?
Oh, yeah.
And he came out of jail at, like, 5:30 a.m. in the morning. His shirt was, like, buttoned wrong. You know, like, one button is high, and it's, like, it's out of his pants. He was, and he's just smoking a cigar.
He's Joe Kane in the program.
It was like, yeah. He was just like, he's like, what are you looking at?
Right.
He just rolled out of jail, like, didn't have give a crap about anything. He was, like, just going to own it. That kind of, like, that he's got a little Kerry Collins mm-hmm. and a mix of Tom Brady.
Now I get it.
That's kind of what I'm like, this guy's just like, you want to party with this dude.
He is, you're right. He looks like the guy to where you're like, yeah, he'd be like the life of the party. But if I'm picking one of those two, I'm going Mahomes in part because there's just so many innate things that he does well that you can't teach. And not that Burrow can. See, here's why I like Burrow. I think both guys have top of the position brains.
Yeah.
They see it. They anticipate really well. The difference is the ability to kind of read and react. A little bit of athleticism comes into play. But I'll tell you, Kansas City had better run the ball. I think Cincinnati has a chance in this game, even if Joe Mixon only gets 50 yards. I think Kansas City's got to be balanced. They got to try to get Pacheco going. They got to try to make their run game a factor so that you take some pressure off the quarterback. And this is going to sound crazy, but we've been talking about that ankle injury for a while. Not that you want a New England Patriots shrink the game, but if you're Kansas City, you got to shrink the game a little bit. You need to try to have other people other than Mahomes be the guy completely driving you. It feels like to me with Cincinnati, it's a lot about Burrow and those guys he can throw the ball to.
See, I will.
With Kansas City, they better have balance.
See, I will get into. I'm a sucker for, I wouldn't call it momentum, but just like themes and like what it feels like. I mentioned the fact that the Cincinnati Bengals have won 10 games in a row, and it easily feels to me that their defense, nobody really talks about their defense, but it's underrated. They've been playing great, holding teams to under 20 points a game in that 10-game stretch. Offense does enough, or if they're up against it and they need to make two free throws, they make them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you put them in a position, if you give them an opportunity, they feel like they have a tendency to just, I don't know, get out of jams. I don't know, there's something uncanny about this team that just makes me a believer that it makes me feel like Kansas City, like, could be the whole, like, you know, the new Manning Brady. Like, I can't get over this hump. I cannot get. There's something about the Cincinnati Bengals that even if I'm playing them at home, even it's gonna be cold again. It's gonna snow again.
Oh yeah, it's gonna
okay?
be gross.
So it's gonna be nasty. And I would say hell, but I mean, it's like Cincinnati just won a game on the road in Buffalo with a bunch of snow. Doesn't affect them.
Where they held them to 10 points, which was the lowest Buffalo output since like December, I think, of 21. I mean, they did a good job with that. Hey, we got some picks to make. I know we didn't talk about the NFC title game, but oh well. I'm sure somebody will be throwing D batteries in Philly and we'll have a reason to talk about them. 3 o'clock, 49ers at the Eagles. Eagles are 2.5-point favorites. Where are you going on the NFC side, Foye? And is there a prop that has caught your eye?
Well, okay, I'm going to take the Eagles. I'm going to take the Eagles, okay? And the prop that I like is A.J. Brown. I think receiving yards is, what, 70 and a half?
70 and a half at the last check.
Go over.
Woo!
Go over.
Really?
God, what did he have, 22 yards or something like that last week? They ran the ball like crazy. The Philadelphia Eagles did.
They always
Jalen
do.
Jalen Hurts ran it like crazy. The one thing about the 49ers, the number one, as far as stats go, the number one rush defense in the league, where they're vulnerable is like the secondary.
Yep.
That's where they're vulnerable. You look at A.J. Brown over like 1,000 yards receiving, he's going to get his. He's going to have to get his because they're going to sit there and go, the one thing we're not going to let them beat us on is running the football. There will be opportunities for A.J. Brown to make plays.
Interesting.
That's what I would take the over in that. Feel pretty comfortable about it. How about you?
Philly's got to run on early downs too, and then work in this play action on early downs, so they're not as predictable against a defense as good as the Niners. You got to slow that pass rush. Look, I think this is where the 49ers go poof, in part because of the quarterback. If Jimmy Garoppolo's playing this game, I'm picking the 49ers. It's Brock Purdy. I got to go with the Philadelphia Eagles to win this one. Landman, where do you land on this?
Give me the Eagles covering easily.
Covering easily. Big prediction by
that's
Billy there.
A touchdown.
Okay. Easily, I thought it would have been double digits for the easily, but I got it. Terp, where you at?
I'm with you guys. This is the end of the Brock Purdy magic. Yeah. Give me the Eagles.
I hate to say
did
it.
Did you know he was the last pick in the draft?
Oh, my God.
I didn't hear that, actually.
Can you imagine? I mean, what is that?
Wait, what?
What is that pregame going to be like on the whole?
It's going to be long.
Oh, we're going to learn about we're going to learn everything Purdy before that game. All right, and then at 6:30, the AFC title game, Cincinnati at Kansas City. Look, I was Kansas City, San Francisco at the beginning of the year in terms of the Super Bowl. I'd love to pick San Fran, as I mentioned, but I can't. Still got to go Kansas City. Big spot, even though Mahomes is hurt. I'm not saying Cincinnati's going to go poof per se, but this might come down to who's got it last wins. I know Kansas City, Harrison Butker has been a little up and down. That's my one worry. If it comes down to a kick, that guy has been at times this year.
I'm just
going
to make it.
Still,
I'm going to make it quick and easy. I'm going to take Cincy. I did not believe. I thought that they were extremely fortunate, and it seemed like really lucky all the situations that they got themselves out of. And I couldn't believe that they actually this time similar situation. It's a couple opportunities, but I think they're just a solid team, and they peaked at the perfect time when it comes to opportunities in the playoffs, especially in the AFC Championship game. I'm going to take Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow.
Billy.
All right, I won't use the term easily, but I'm taking the Chiefs.
All right, there we go. Terp?
Give me the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes sought the advice of Thomas Edward Patrick Brady this week. So
did he really?
Yes, he sought advice from Tom Brady, so give me the Chiefs.
Hey, can your witch doctor fix my ankle?
Yeah. Hey, my ankle isn't pliable. Do you think he can help me? Put him on a chartered flight, send him out there.
Hey, they got the money to do it, you know. I'm sure Jackson Mahomes would pick up old, Alex Guerrero at the airport. That'd be something. Imagine that car ride.
I was going to say, what is that conversation
like?
What
kind of music are they listening to? Are you done
for the weekend?
With a big announcement from me. Ooh. Next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Gresh and Poirier on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Now, it's time for...
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Poirier.
Oh, we're almost done, but it is time for Are You Done? It is sponsored by Unified Office and their revenue-producing restaurant phone technology.
Ooh.
Billy Lanning! Hey, are you done?
I am done. I don't remember when I had this story for Are You Done, but we do have an update to the DNA check on the treats left behind for Santa Claus and the reindeer.
What do we have?
Wait, wait. So this is the story of the little girl.
Little girl
kinda
sent
like,
a letter to the police station.
That's right.
Sent a sample of the cookies and the carrots to the police station.
Please get the DNA on this so we can find out if Santa is real.
We have the report from the Rhode Island Department of Health.
Well,
are we going to read it or hear
it? No, we got it. Yep, just giving you the heads up. That says it was not able to, quote, definitively confirm or refute the presence of Santa Claus.
Well,
the department tweeted out that we all agree something magical may be at play. The department said the good news is that the lab did find presence of DNA closely matching Rangifer tarandus, also known as a reindeer.
Oh, my God.
By
man.
Testing the carrots.
Oh, that is fabulous.
So they cannot confirm or deny Santa Claus, nice. But they have a pretty good DNA presence that the reindeer
that.
Did, in
That's
fact,
impressive.
Eat the carrots.
That's impressive. Good for them.
So, Rhode Island taxpayers' money being well, putting to work well.
I mean, it's unbelievable down there. It's
if you're Lord. The little girl... You're probably still left. Well, now I still don't have any answers.
Yeah, she feels good about the reindeer part of it.
Oh, okay.
But it's the, you know, can't confirm or refute the presence of
Santa. Cannot confirm or deny these reports.
Correct.
Okay.
But nice. I think the reindeer pot has got to put some little pep in her step, right?
Okay. Yeah. You know what it is? It keeps her believing.
Exactly. And that's all you're trying
all
to do.
All that matters.
Keep the
Are
magic
you done?
Alive. I'm
Are,
done.
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done, Terp?
I'm not. Real quick, a follow-up on yesterday's story about the DoorDash driver. We have a statement from the Duquesne University Athletic Department. Quote, this was a prank planned in advance done for internet exposure. We determined that the individual was wearing a mic while someone filmed him as he walked onto the court during active play. While the incident may have seemed funny at the time and no harm was done, we are mindful that incidents like this can put players and officials at risk.
What are we doing here? Like, seriously, Brilliant. You know what? You can't trust Brilliant. Anything. Nothing anymore. Nothing's genuine. Oh, that car crash? Oh, yeah, it was planned. There's some dill hole in a bush filming it to make sure that everybody can see the carnage.
Well, this one wasn't very tough. Like, the guy's trying not to smile as he's walking on the court. And how did he get in with the food? We asked all the questions yesterday. But, I mean, this one was easy.
I'm
he
down
must
with
work
that.
There.
I'm down with a good prank. You probably hate pranks.
No.
You probably hate when somebody...
No. It's more of the, like, none of these are organic. Everything that goes down that we might think would be funny, we have to be like... Oh, it's just somebody playing a prank or whatever.
Well,
playing internet.
No, it's less about like the pranks aren't the important part. What's important is who's watching it. Like, how do you get like the social media presence? Right. Like, look how I did something creative and nobody's ever done it before.
Yeah. Right.
And then the announcers and they got caught up in it also.
And you know what? If I took my pants off and ran butt-ass naked around this studio, that'd
get some
clicks.
Likes.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great.
We'd have to censor it for Twitch,
right,
though.
But why would I be doing it? It'd be, what are you doing? It's just...
Well, that's
it.
It's the why. Instead of like doing it just for listen, I want to like make people laugh.
Oh, this would be funny.
I want to make sure I can put it up on my webpage, and it's just whatever. Listen,
pandering for likes.
I kind of appreciate the attempt. You know,
like,
it was good.
It's like Instagram boobs. You're just looking for clicks.
Are you done? Are you done? Are you done?
I'm done.
Foyer, are you done?
I actually am because I feel like you have I have something important to say, so I don't want to take up any time. So I feel I feel like I am done. Play
are
again.
You done? Are you done? Are you done?
I am done. I'm waiting. I'm
done.
Yeah, we should add that to it, by the way.
And I am done this Sunday on CBS Sports Radio. I am killing my creation. The Gress Show goes poof on CBS Sports Radio after this Sunday night. Something had to give. I've got...
So was it the
family,
fact that I started working with
no,
you?
No.
That's what it was, right?
It's family. It's old. This was a rough football season. Everybody knows I do 3 hours on Sunday from 10 to 1, and then it's all my TV stuff, and then it's 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at night. I'll tell you what did it for me. Last weekend, I woke up at like 10 a.m., and the first thing I thought of was, I got to be on air in 12 hours. There's no way to go through a Sunday. I've been on national radio for the better parts of in and out 12 years, and this run is 7. And Spike Epskin and David Marinick and all the people down in New York at CBS Sports Radio have been great to me. At various points in time, I've talked to them about going down there to work full time and was this close at one point in my career. But no, I've been doing that weekend show for a long time. The people at CBS have been great. I'm still in the family. No one's mad at me. Like, they get it. I talked to them, you know, early this week, and they were like, great. So I wanted to be off this Sunday. They were like, listen, it's championship games. Give your people that listen a chance to sort of say goodbye. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I'm grinding out one more Sunday. That'll be this Sunday. You'll be able to hear the last Gresh show on CBS Sports Radio through WEEI after the conference championship game. So you figure you tune in about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
On this station?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, hey, it's so
on,
right here.
It's on 270 stations.
So at 10
I'm walking away from that like an idiot.
At 10 p.m. Sunday night.
Well, after the Westwood One coverage of the championship.
Okay,
games,
and
I know
people
we got
can
those.
Call in.
People have for 7 years.
And no, so I want to make sure.
Oh, because people, well, do I have to tell them to be on alert for you?
What do you mean? Why would I?
You've
I'm
been
gonna
on
be
that
be in bed.
You were on
I'm
that
be,
show
why,
with me.
What are you trying to say? Like, I will be in bed. I will promise. I promise I will not prank your show. I promise I will not call in and act like I'm somebody else.
I do have a call screener. I get to see it.
You think your call screener is pretty good?
No. I see the numbers that
what
call.
What if your number's blocked?
You're not that
He's
going
to have the most generic name.
What if your number is blocked? And we have guys that call up all the time.
The one time he goes by Chris.
That's right.
No, never.
The one time, that'd never. Be great. Good pullback, Billy. So there you go. So the Gresh show goes poof.
I'll be listening.
As of this Sunday night. And Lord knows I need the break. And I thank all the guys at CBS Sports Radio. It's been a hell of a run. That is it for us. We will see you on Monday at 10 a.m. Terp and Billy produced it. If something went wrong, blame them. Mego, Hart, and Fitzy are next. 10 a.m. Don't be late. We'll have so much to talk about.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.